Baruch Hashem, it's day number 12 of our daily study of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, and we just have one mitzvah today. We also had one mitzvah yesterday, and similar to yesterday, we are in Hilchos Tamei Torah, the Laws of Torah study, in our daily track of three chapters a day of Mishneh Torah. Now, what's different is yesterday's mitzvah regarding Torah study was the mitzvah of Torah study itself. Today's mitzvah is not Torah study itself, but it's related to Torah study. What is a mitzvah that's not Torah study, but it's related to Torah study? Positive commandment 209, Lechabed es hachachamim, to honor the sages, to honor the sages. What does it mean to honor the sages? Well, the verse that the Rambam gets this from is a Vayikra Yud Tes Lamed Beis, that's Leviticus 19:32, Mipnei Seva Tokum Vahadarta Pnei Zokein, which literally is talking about rising, standing up before the sages to show them honor. So there's the mitzvah that the Rambam says is the mitzvah that is counting as one of the 613 mitzvahs to honor the sages. One of the ways, quintessential way of showing honor is to stand up. Now, freeze. There's another concept, which is a related concept. It's not honor. It's not kavod. It's yira. Yira, we could translate as fear or awe or reverence or respect. Do you remember back on day number two, before we got into our mitzvahs, we were studying the introduction and the rules that the Rambam used. He had 14 rules to figure out which scriptural statements actually count as one of the 613 commandments. And rule number two, you can go back and listen to the recording from day number two. Rule number two out of the 14 rules was he doesn't count a mitzvah that's only known through decoding hidden meanings within words. And he says, for instance, the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedalis, who was an earlier version of counting the 613 commandments, he counts as one of the 613 mitzvahs, the mitzvah to revere the sages. And he gets it from a very valid source, or a rabbinical exegesis of the verse, Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, you should fear the Lord your God. And that word S, that untranslatable word S, Aleph Sof, which indicates the direct object, the sages say it means to include Torah scholars. So the Bahag counts that as one of the 613. Damo says it's true, there is an obligation to revere the sages. That's true. But it's not one of the 613. Because remember, he says, he's going to start to count all of that, those he calls them the branches that come from the boughs of the tree, then there's no end to it. So he says, that's not the mitzvah as far as biblical commandments. The mitzvah is honoring the sages. And that we have clear from our verse, as we mentioned, of Mipnei Seva Tokum V'Hadarta Pnei Zokin. There you have honoring the sages. Fine, no problem. But what about fearing the sages? So he says, look, we know with parents, you have kibud and you have yira. You have honor and you have awe. And we're told that one's honor for one's teacher is even greater than for one's parents. So then, by extension, within the honor for one's teacher, one also has fear. Now, what's the difference between honor and fear? So we said honor is something proactive, like you stand up for your teacher. Okay. Fear, or translated as reverence or awe or respect, however you want to translate it, that's more like acts of self-containment or not doing. Honor is more what you do. Awe is where you hold back and you don't do. So, for instance, primary example, never disagree with, never dispute your teacher. And in fact, I'll tell you how serious that is. The Rama mentions the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Omed Aleph, 110a, where it's speaking about Korach and his band, and how they started up with Moshe. They fought with Moshe, and yet it's considered as if they started up with Hashem himself. And the Gemara says, they're very strong words, Kol hachelik al rabbi kechelik al hashchina. Anyone who disagrees with his rabbi, it is as if he disagrees with the divine presence, with Hashem's own presence. So those are the two aspects of the mitzvah, the kavod, the honor, the proactive stuff, and the yira, the reverence or respect that prevents us from overstepping our boundaries with Torah scholars. And the Rambam mentions it's not just all Torah scholars, but specifically and especially one has to be careful with one's personal teacher, the one who is responsible for really teaching you how to think. And that person you have to be extra careful with. And that is the mitzvah for today. Tomorrow, oh boy, get ready. We're going into some new mitzvahs because we're starting a whole new section in the Mishnah Torah. And in the next few days, every day, we have more than 10 mitzvahs every day. You're going to see. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.